From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now the new hobby for stressed-out urbanites who need to work out some office aggression, beating on rocks. Flint napping, spelt with a K, is the ancient art of making arrowheads and spear points. And as NPR's John Burnett learned, this Paleolithic pastime has a growing following.
Who knew that it could be so satisfying to smack a rock with a copper mallet to see how it breaks? We're sitting in the workshop of Bill Metcalf, a 65-year-old former railroad engineer, blacksmith, and pipe fitter who looks like Captain Ahab with his bristly white beard. He's considered a master napper.
When I strike this rock, I can knock off a substantial piece. Now, that piece that came off, that flake that came off, is a usable tool in itself. And then it can also be turned into a usable arrowhead.
Do you hear that tinkling sound when the flake hits the pile of rock chips on the ground? That's because the stone has silica in it, a crystalline compound that's used to make glass.
I love the sounds of flint napping, especially when you get a group of people together in a setting like this, because you've got this pop and this little musical tinkle as the flakes scatter on the ground. It's very much like glass fragments hitting the ground.
Michael Regner, a software company owner from Dallas who's developed a passion for flint napping, is one of Metcalf's advanced students.
To take something right out of nature and turn it into something beautiful and useful at the same time is a real rush. Every time I start opening up a rock, it's a lot like opening a Christmas present. The Burlington Bill's hitting on is a beautiful color of white and pink. A obsidian piece here is clear with swirls of black and red in it. You just start peeling away rough, ugly layers, and you find beauty every time you take off a flake.
The shards that fly off the stones are remarkably sharp. Napping and bleeding go hand in hand. Metcalf holds up a sliver of obsidian.
I'm going to pick up a piece of tanned bullhide, and we just hold it right there like that. There, you got a skinning knife. You could skin two or three buffalo, a couple of deer, a couple of elk with that particular one piece.
The hobby of flint napping has grown to the point where Bill Metcalf actually makes a living at it. Arrowhead fanatics come from as far away as Australia and Japan to take one-on-one classes in the cluttered shed behind his house, about an hour and a half's drive north of Austin. And every weekend, there's a nap-in at a campground or a farm somewhere in the country. Dozens of flint nappers meet to pound on rocks and trade Ozark Burlington chert, Kentucky hornstone, Indian bloodstone, and Oregon midnight lace obsidian. Inside a garage in an Austin suburb, Mark Waring and Shlomi Harif, both computer systems managers at the local school district, are busting rocks with Harif's six-year-old daughter, Tali. Waring is really into flint napping. He collects his own chert and flint. He recently bought a kiln to heat treat rocks, which makes them easier to work. And his garage floor is a rock pile.
It's cathartic. I mean, some people just bang stones and feel better about it.
The Aboriginal flint nappers didn't bang on stones to relieve stress. Shlomi Harif says in the creek beds of Central Texas, it's not hard to find rocks already opened by Native Americans who were making tools.
Imagine one of those rocks being put aside and then picked up 5,000 or 10,000 years later. And it's cool because it's like you're opening up, you're reading the next page in the book on the history of this rock.
Harif picks up a 5-inch long spear point of white Texas chert with a menacing sawtooth edge.
What I'm holding in my hand is a modern replica of what 5,000 years ago would have been called a weapon of mass destruction. It's a leaf-shaped flake of flint that has been sufficiently pointed and sharpened so that if you put it on a stick and you punch it into the hide of an animal, you've got dinner. And you can keep doing that for as long as you've got rock.
Flint napping remains primarily recreational for 21st century carnivores. After the mini nap-in, with his spear points packed safely in his Acura, Harif used his credit card to charge a plate of barbecue ribs, plastic being the next best thing to rock. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.